A lot of love, so let's bring him in.
He's got a little jingle he's got there.
Nice.
Hi, come on in. Take a
morning,
seat.
Morning.
You're a tall dude, man. How are you?
Good.
We've never met before.
No.
You've never been...
Just in chat rooms, but not in person.
Yeah, but never actually face-to-face. How tall are you?
6'1".
Wow, you're a tall man.
You look taller than that, actually.
I saw you at Big Weekend, just when you went on and introduced the Kaisers. I tried to get about... They wouldn't let me in that, like, VIP rope area.
They didn't know who you were.
No, they didn't.
Anyway, morning.
Morning.
Is this early for you?
It was a good excuse to go to bed early last night, put it that way.
What's early? Got to go to bed.
12:30, 1 o'clock.
That's early.
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
is that late, kind of?
It's late for us.
Yeah. We're in bed at 9.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes.
We've got to be up a ridiculous hour. Really silly hour.
Yeah.
I love the album.
Thank you very much.
Massive
fan. I told you once. Did you get a text message from me
We got a message from you.
Yeah, because my dad was driving along. He's probably driving along listening out, and he was like, Chris Miles is like on the radio, and he's like talking about your album. And then he called me back 10 minutes later, like, he's still talking about your album. Like, what did you give this guy? And I'm like, I don't know. So, yeah, thank you, man.
It was like your pleasure. It was like a half-hour advert.
I think we played about every track, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's like a whole review.
And even like my least favourite tracks on the album, I now like.
Tell me what they are.
Well, you got to guess.
I'm going to guess... You seem like a soul man, a bit. Soul boy, like your horns and your trumpets.
Yeah,
stuff.
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Soul man.
Maybe some of the interludes, I guess, might have been a bit boring.
No, I love those.
You love the interludes? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I was sitting right there, you're playing interludes.
Yeah,
the only one I know.
Yeah, that was a
grower.
Bit, that's a real grower. And do you know what as well? Pretty Green.
Pretty Green, yeah.
I wasn't sure about that. But now I like that.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And, I love the interlude tracks.
Okay, cool.
They're up there with me.
Yeah, me too. Well, they're nice because they're the only.
But they're not long enough. I want to hear. Are they longer? Did you?
I did, and then I get really because like all covers of really popular songs. Then those are the few things I wrote myself. I'd be like, oh, no one's going to want to hear that for more than like a minute and 20 seconds. So I just kind of killed it.
I like it. Do you know which ones we're talking about, Dave?
I know most of the album.
Okay, let me play them to you because people will.
I'm not quite as au fait with it as you are. Mm.
I reckon I could do that bit of the piano.
You could.
I could. If you want me to come along tonight, I could do that top key.
We're not playing it tonight, we'll play it tomorrow. Do you want to come? Literally. We open with the song, with that song. You could just do that one.
Okay. I could do that. But I want my own piano.
10.
I want my own piano.
Okay.
Yeah.
For forever or just for the night?
Just for the night. I'm not coming on tour with you.
You don't get to leave with the
piano. I'm going
to
be here every day.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I will come on tour with you.
Seriously, this is a completely open invitation. Thursday, Friday night, you want to play High C.
What about tonight? What can I play tonight?
We're not playing that song tonight. Because tonight's a special show. We're doing like lots of things we don't usually do, and we're not playing that tonight.
Go on, do the High C tomorrow night.
Where's tomorrow?
Shepherd's Bush Empire.
All right, okay. Hang on, what does that clash with? Clashes with Paul McCartney.
Oh, he's good.
That's a clash, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll think about it.
We could send Alex.
Who's on piano here?
This is me and my friend Raymond.
And then who's comes in on trumpet?
My friend Dave.
Rachel's boyfriend's a big trumpet freak.
Yeah?
Yeah, massive. Actually, you two would have a great conversation, I think.
Mm. Does he play trumpet?
Cornet, cool. And lots of other things as
Excellent.
We had a recording session at Abbey Road for our jingles.
Yeah.
Because we put a lot of work into our jingles.
I heard. I've got my name in one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
And we had a brass section come in for this big session we did, and everybody's just kind of very enjoying it. It's great, Abbey Road. It's just nice to be there. Rachel's boyfriend turns up and almost has a heart attack when he sees...
Derek Watkins.
Yeah. Derek Watkins.
The guy who's played on every Bond film since 1964.
Like
yeah.
But then they've got, like, the original mixing desk.
Isn't
and
he
everything
the,
that
yeah.
they did, like, the Beatles.
Does he play trumpet on Penny Lane or something like that, or...
He's done a lot of cool things, that man.
We were in Abbey Road the first 2 days, Sunday and Monday, rehearsing for the proms. It's the first time I've ever been in there. And you walk into that giant room where, you know, like, so many things have been done.
Is that the one with the balcony at the top where
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Studio,
where...
Studio 2
that's
is where
we were,
yeah.
Where you were, wasn't it?
I nearly started...
Do you know what? I think they're getting rid of it.
Are they?
I think they're selling it.
The whole building?
I'm not sure. Somebody said that to me the other day, but I think they're selling Abbey Road. We should buy it.
Oh, Paul McCartney... Oh, somebody with a lot of... Paul McCartney should just buy it, just
that's
buy
right.
it.
Or somebody, you're right.
You know?
Well, if you can afford it after Heather's...
Yeah.
Well, she should buy it for him as a present. Yeah. That'd leave with, like, £48 million.
Exactly. How's she gonna struggle?
Imagine she changed the name to, like, you know, Heather's...
Abbey Road.
Yeah. Heather Road.
Heather Road.
Yeah. I love this.
Yeah, I like this one too, if I can say so. So.
I think it's not, and it fits in. It doesn't, you know...
It's nice. It's at the end. It's almost like you're riding out into the sunset at the end of the album or that's driving.
Nice.
Or
that's nice. Very romantic of you.
Yeah.
It has the same effect, by the way, if you're just dancing around in your kitchen in your pants. Mm. Let me tell you.
Into the sunset.
What's your favourite track?
I'm kind of, like, sick of all of them at this point, but like them at different points for different reasons. So, like, I like... No, I don't really like any of that. I mean, I'm not being funny. Like, it's just like, I would never listen to this record. But playing them live is a different story. That's fun.
See, by well, I listen to this in the car a lot.
Yeah. I listen to it in the car, like, if, like, you know, a girl's in the car, like, trying to impress the girl. Like, oh, how'd this come on? Pretend it's the radio. But I don't really listen to it by myself.
We play Ooh Wee a lot in the car.
Ooh Wee's good driving tune.
The only thing with Ooh Wee is because if you put it on a compilation CD... Right, and you don't choose the next track from the album because it starts to go into the next track and then it cuts.
Yeah,
it's and then Take That comes on or something or whatever.
And then into Back for Good.
Exactly right.
It's amazing.
We want to play a little thing with you, a little game. We've got some cover versions we want to play.
Cool.
Because, you know, you've done some cover versions.
I'm a fan.
Point for the artist, point for the title.
Right, some of these you might... Oh, whoa. Some of these you might have heard, some of these you might not have heard. All right, this is a good one. You might like this. Chris, that's your jingle, sorry. Today with Mark Ronson. That wasn't meant to play. All right, here's cover version number one. Nice, huh?
Nice.
Any idea what that is?
From that?
Yeah.
I'm going to just guess and say maybe it's from that. Is it from that Paul Anka?
Correct.
Album?
Do you know what song it is? You'd never guess if you didn't know.
Is it Black Hole Sun?
No. Jealousy. It's Mr. Brightside.
Oh, really?
Very good.
Because I was playing his Smells Like Teen Spirit one sometimes because I kind of like that. And I didn't mind the Black Hole Sun one either.
Yeah. Cool. He does some good versions like that.
Can't help but think though when they were pitching the album to him, like he was probably into it, but they probably played him The Killers originally. It's just like, oh, I can't listen to this rubbish. Just give me the lyrics and I'll just sing.
Yeah, exactly.
It, you know
what I
mean?
I don't think he's even heard. He's probably never even heard The Killers.
Yeah.
They probably put somebody. They probably demoed the track with somebody singing over that version.
He's just copied.
That's probably exactly what they do.
He's probably like this. It's a cover version. I don't know. I don't know how he talks. That's a good and bad impression. Okay, let me give you...
Oh, he was just at Radio BBC Two for some reason the other day. I saw him walk in because I... You know those passes you give everyone to get in?
No.
And I saw this pass lying on the table that said Paul Anka, and I pocketed it because I thought that was kind of cool.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's one of these with the Paul, the visitor things.
Oh, but I bet they spelled Anka wrong as well, didn't they? Like the ship Anka, probably.
No, no.
BBC reception.
Said it's A-N-K-A.
Was it?
The W silent.
There you go. Here's another cover version.
I have to guess the artist because I could go on with the song right now.
Well, you can do both if you want.
Actually, that chord gives the artist.
It's away. Walk This Way.
Yeah.
By Billy Bob Thornton.
It's Hey C. Dixie. Walk this way. Walk this way. You're going to be aware of the Hey C. Dixie, right?
I don't really. Is that old or new? Yeah.
It's definitely.
It's contemporary.
Last couple of years, yeah.
Okay. Are they the ones that do the cover of Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg?
I don't know, the Hey C. Dixie, they also do a great version of the Ace of Spades.
Oh, really? What, by Motorhead?
Mm.
No, they did some country cover where they do Snoop Dogg, and it's like, lay back with my mind on my money, on my money, on my mind.
Could well be them, actually. With the thing.
What else should we give you?
Challenge me, Chris Moyles.
How about this? Maybe that's not your thing.
Who's that?
It's somebody really like Max Rauboonsign Palo Trochester.
That's horrible.
What? But that's originally with Tom Jones, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Moose Tea thing.
Right.
And there is a nice one. This is a great one. Listen to this. I like this.
Well, the song is Moving Up by Curtis Mayfield.
True.
The cover, I don't know who it's by.
I'd never heard this before.
Yeah.
It's The Jam.
Is it?
Yeah.
I knew The Jam did a cover of this song. I should have guessed that.
Good, isn't it?
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that with you on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, because Paul Weller was supposed to... perform with us tonight, but didn't realise he had a gig in Spain the same night.
Yeah, do you know why? Because he does his own diary. He just double books himself. That's why.
Are you serious? Because that's what I heard.
He looks after himself.
Yeah.
So you kind of ring him and go, Paul, can you do Friday night? I go, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Bye. Put the phone down. And someone will go, what are you doing Friday? Oh, I'm doing that thing with Mike Ronson. No, you're in Berlin. Am I? Okay. Yeah. I'm in Berlin.
I had a couple of people that must do their own diary that were going to come tonight again.
Who's blown you out for tonight?
That must be what's going around.
Weller's blown you out, then who else?
Weller's Weller, I believe. I got a mysterious phone call from Lily Allen about a week ago, but she's got some giant fashion shoot in Paris tonight.
No.
I'm not bothered. We got so many amazing people performing with us tonight that it's cool.
Can we say who's performing tonight?
We can, I think.
Okay. Ricky from the Kaiser Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So is he going to do Oh My God?
He is,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, Lily, oh, you can't make it. Who is in town, knows the words, is around? Yeah, so Ricky came up. And it's kind of cool because, you know, it's a really different version to him, so it takes some cojones to get up on stage and sing a song you used to sing for 5 years.
Exactly.
They did the video, though, didn't they?
They were in my video, yeah.
Tim and Mark from the Charlatans.
Yeah.
So they're doing The Only One I Know.
Yeah.
Nice. The guy from The View, Kyle.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Can I keep that a surprise?
Okay.
Because I've
ruined that now.
No, not a surprise that he's there. I just don't want to say what song he's singing.
Okay.
Because he was in rehearsal yesterday and it was just, everyone just dropped dead jaws.
It was he not very good?
Yeah.
Right. Sean Lennon.
Yeah.
Daniel Merriweather, so that'll be Stop Me.
Yes.
Who's Adele?
Adele is this brilliant singer-songwriter from...
She's a hometown record.
I know. Yeah, I know. You
played her yesterday.
Right.
I did a song on her album, so we're going to do that. We'll premiere that.
What do you want me and Dave to do?
I'm trying to think.
What tracks are left for us?
The interlude?
Nothing instrumentals, Rachel. How rude.
We could do... Do you know any kind of, like... What's your favourite song?
What, in the world ever?
Yeah.
Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, George Michael and Elton John.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, we'll do that.
Do you want to be George or Elton?
Normally George, aren't I? No, I'm not. I'm normally Elton.
Well, you be Elton tonight, I'll be George.
All right.
Yeah. I'll get the score sheet written up in the next hour and we'll rehearse it with the orchestra.
That won't take you that long to do.
Yeah.
Mark is doing the... You know, hang around for a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll play another thing and then we'll come back. Mark is playing tonight. Mark Ronson at the Electric Proms in Camden in North London at the Roundhouse. It's the big orchestra.
Yeah, like 58-piece BBC
orchestra.
BBC Concert Orchestra.
I tell you what, it's one of those experiences where and I'm not going to be rude, but Mark could only do this with the backing of the BBC because if he had to pay them himself, that's a lot of money going out. And musician union rates.
Yeah, it would be impossible.
Yeah, you wouldn't make any money.
even half of the people that agreed to perform, I think that's a little bit the power of the probably the BBC.
Yeah. And the good thing is that you don't have to worry about the money.
No.
Right, Mark Ronson is here. We'll play more stuff and have a chat with him more in just a bit. You still with us? You're not too tired?
No, good.
Good, all right. Right, running late. We're sounding great. Let's get Eels, Susan's House. That's a very odd record, though.
Yeah, but not unpleasant.
It's not. And my favourite text from Carl, Claire in Durham says, what the hell is this crap, Dave?
Well, there you go. Each to their own, Claire. Sorry, you didn't like it.
Seamless link?
Yeah, I think so.
Go, Durham. Bit of Pac-Man for you.
Nice.
Mark Ronson is here. He's performing tonight at the Electric Proms, the big BBC Electric Proms. If you haven't got tickets, there is a website, bbc.co.uk/electric proms, where you'll be able to watch photos and videos of the gigs. You can press the red button on any of your BBC Interactive channels, and you can get to choose gigs, and then Radio 1 will be playing stuff. Mm. It's great. I think we're playing a track in the morning from tonight.
Oh, cool.
So if you could... I think we're going to play...
Stop me.
Is that what we're playing? Right, so if you could dedicate that to us at the beginning, that'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. I mean, I know you've got like other stuff going on, but
no.
If you could just go, good morning, everybody. Hi, how are you? I'm Matt Ronson.
Don't tell me, I will do it. Are you serious?
Yeah, we're playing
it tomorrow.
All right. Okay, and maybe they can just take that out for all future airings.
Exactly.
I was going to say before when you were making a joke probably about the Pac-Man thing. I was literally thinking how when you were looping it, like, that would be a song, but then you said that it was already, like, a drum and bass.
I think years
thing.
Ago...
Power Pill, wasn't it?
I think loads of people have had a little play with
it. But how were you looping it before, Howie? Because you had it, like, on a loop thing that was pretty
right.
good.
Do you want to know what I do?
Yeah.
You come
yeah.
round.
I load it in...
Right.
...to my playout on three different faders.
And you just keep doing
and
it.
And so I go... Which is why the timing's slightly out.
So while you were looping it, I started to imagine Busta Rhymes like rapping over it, and I think it could. I think because he rapped over the Knight Rider theme, so I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, and the Psycho theme, didn't he?
Yeah.
That?
Busta Rhymes in the place, indeed. We must proceed, like you know.
Yeah, I like
Busta
it.
Rhymes.
I think that can be very good. But I had a rumor about you, Mr. Mark Ronson, that one of your first ever crushes was Miss Pac-Man. Is that true?
You can't say anything in this building, can you?
That's what I heard.
You know what? Because you're a kid and you're quite not aware of, like, things and girls yet, but you just have little flashes, so I was really into Smurfette.
Right.
What about Betty Rubble?
No. She dressed like a slut. And I liked, and the other one was in Superman 2... When the baddies come down.
Oh, yeah,
remember
the girl
with
the
short, with the...
Because
I obviously had an S&M thing at an early age.
She's, I could understand why she'd be,
I used to invite girls over to come play, and I'd be like, all right, you're going to pretend to be the singer, you're going to throw this trash can lid at me really hard, because there's that scene in Superman. Anyway.
I like that. But then, don't worry, you found music and your life changed.
And a recovery.
And let's be honest.
28 years later, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Right, it's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say, I'll check the echo.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Beautiful. If you want, we're available to do that.
Mm.
I saw your crossfader work there. There's a bit of a closet DJ. There's a closet DJ thing going on over there too, I think. With the
bring my selector or something. Thanks.
Maybe you could do Duran Duran stuff.
Yeah, remix Duran Duran's album.
That's weird, isn't it?
That's what I'm going to do, by the way.
What's that? Why they asked you to remix?
Simon Le Bon Bon has asked him to remix the new album.
No, he asked me ages ago. It was years ago. Simon Le Bon Bon met me once and said, yeah, we'd really like to remix our album. And I'm like, I'm not that kind of DJ.
He's going to do it on his laptop.
It, but, you know. Right, Mr. Mark Ronson, let's play some more covers.
Okay.
All right. Right, Mark runs a page. You get your own page, too. This is very nice. Tell me, what song is this?
Ah. Under the Bridge.
Correct. Nice, isn't it?
It's nice.
Thanks.
Kind of nice not to hear the singing a little bit. Mm. I mean, just after hearing it for so long.
Yeah. Who is it?
Colin played it last night. We need to credit him. And they left it for us this morning. It's the Tallywood... I'll find out through the rest of it.
The Tallywood, I'll find out the rest in a little bit. What else have we got to play you? Look at this.
I bet you look good on the dance floor.
Yeah, correct. You'll never guess who this is.
Well, I know Girls Aloud did a cover of it. It's not that one.
And Sugar Babes.
Oh, Sugar Babes.
It is Sugar Babes.
Not very good.
Oh, do you not like that?
I like...
They did that at the LME Awards.
I don't mind the Sugar Babes, and I don't mind that song, the two together.
Okay, you're very
I
harsh.
Like chocolate and chicken, but...
Yeah. You never had a chocolate chicken?
No.
Chicken chocolate?
You no. haven't lived, my friend. Mm.
It was the Tallywood Strings, by the way.
Of nice. Course it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Have you worked with much here?
I haven't, but you know what was
She'd
really
be good
weird?
With you, wouldn't she?
When I heard that new song, I was in there and you played her new song.
It's
and
good,
I was like,
it?
What is that? That's really good. I like that more than the one before, definitely. No, she's cool, and she did a song. We had this demo when we were working on Amy's album, and she's done something with that on her album as well. No, she's got... I really like that new song. What's it called?
Oh,
When You Played Before?
It's called... It's
Just
good,
a Little Bit.
There That's what are. I said.
Nice.
Just a Little Bit. Check it out. Sure. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. Oh, right, the Casbah.
Yeah. Do you know what? I tell you, seriously, Mark's voice is so out of it. I'm starting to go under myself.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I know this is what I sound like, honestly. People think that I'm, like, high all the time. I'm completely not. I go into clubs and DJ, and, like, the guy will tell me after the next day, I'll be like, man, all the busboys when you left the club were like, how high was Ronson last night? And I'm not. Like, I just have, like, you know, it's Benadryl demeanor.
Yeah, man.
No, I'm not.
Here's an album. This is a track of an album you've probably heard before, actually.
Clark.
Ding, da, ding, ding, da, ding. This will be too much for me on piano.
Hey,
you'll like this.
Yeah, it's really nice. I do like this.
Yeah. That's all we got.
If you like strange covers and stuff, there's this amazing record this dude, Tom Middleton, put out just called Covers, and it's like all these covers of like... is that what we're playing this from? Crazy that's, covers, Tom Middleton.
Yeah, that's what half of these songs come from.
Yeah, yeah.
But not this. This is the Rhythms del Mundo Cuba album, which has got Coldplay. Confusion
never stops. With the vocal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did he come and sing it, you think?
No, yeah, no. Take it off the track.
Oh, it's good.
And it's got, We did a big advert for this, like we did with your album one morning. And by the end of the show, was this the song at the end of the show? It's number one on Amazon or something.
Which crazy. One? Tom's album?
This, no, Rhythms del Mundo. It's the Buena Vista Social Club.
Can I see the track list?
No, you're not allowed to look
Thanks.
At it. You're not allowed to look at it.
Sorry.
I'm afraid only when you're a sober DJ you can do it.
We did a cover of Coldplay song album, God Put a Smile on Your Face, and I asked him to come sing it, but...
He said
hasn't
no?
returned any of my calls yet. Oh.
He's like that. I'm sure he has a lot of love in his heart for you, but he doesn't like leaving the house.
I know, it's fine.
like one of those.
Cause I've seen it, it was great, and I wanted
performing with him tonight.
There's no
point. The car.
Kaiser Chiefs, Modern Way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Do you?
So what they've done is they've taken, like, the track and they've stripped it down.
Just the vocals and replayed it, yeah.
Nice, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Let me play something else. I know we've done this before, but I do like this album. I haven't played this for ages. This is a great one. This is the Arctic Monkeys.
Get on your dancing shoes. There's one thing on your mind.
It's a great album. Open that
Wow. My salsa.
It's great. It's really good. Jack Johnson. This is really simple, but very effective.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard.
That works.
Yeah. A song that I could sing, but
I feel like it's a bit insulting that they put the intro to the original song at the beginning, like, just in case you didn't get it. I think it's enough. You can enjoy the records. They're good enough. You know what I mean?
They don't... I don't think they do it on all of them. I think they... where's Maroon 5? This is Maroon 5. I don't think this has got the original intro on there.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. I find that one a bit boring. Well, you know.
Anyway.
You've always got to have a track of the album that you skip over.
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
You know.
In my case, Pretty Green.
I don't skip over that one anymore. It's the Robbie Williams track. I skip over Robbie.
Yeah, this guy wrote me a message on MySpace, a really angry message, said, "You killed Pretty Green, you," and used a really, really mean word that starts with a C. And I wrote him back, and I was just like, "Listen, Paul Weller likes it. What's your problem with it?" And he wrote back, he's like, "Oh, Weller likes it. Oh, that's cool. No, I listened again. It's not that bad." So he went from wanting to, like, actually destroy my essence to being like, "All right, cheers, mate. Have a good day." That's it.
People do that, though.
Once they got the Weller endorsement, it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess so.
I didn't know that song before.
Yeah.
Got dance like Chubby Brown.
You haven't heard the
tag. We're doing that. Actually, that's Santo Goldsing. I forgot to mention. She's going to be there tonight. We're going to do it.
Who?
Santo Gold, who sings that on the album. Okay. She came in to town.
Who's Candy Payne?
Candy Payne is, she's from Liverpool. She's on that Delta Sonic circle with her brother's actually Sean the drummer from the Zootons. It's like very 60s Dusty Springfield. She has an album out. And we did a song together for it called One More Chance. It's one of my favourite albums of the year, like, even though I just did one song. It's really good.
So the gig tonight, it's you, and is it the BBC Concert Orchestra?
Pretty much playing through the whole show. The orchestra's in there from, like, the overture.
Right.
It's like an old Fistful of Dollars, like Spaghetti Western thing. Then we just played pretty much every song with the orchestra, and then we're just playing the different song singers coming on and off.
So what are you doing lots of tracks off the album?
Songs off the album, but really to do like special one off things too, like to play the original Pretty Green with Charlie from the Rumble Strips into our version, and then we go into Terry Hall's there, of course, from the Specials and Funboy 3, and we do Our Lips Are Sealed, because no one knows he actually wrote that song, the Go-Go song,
yeah,
so
he does
a duet of that, and it's just like I'm a DJ who I also happen to play guitar, so it's just me throwing what I would think would be the ultimate kind of like fun dance party, but with people performing.
You're doing Ooh-wee?
Doing Ooh-wee for the first time we've ever done it with the string section.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then we go into a medley in the middle of it. I'm not going to give it away.
I love Ooh-wee.
Cool. Yeah.
We've actually got a tape of Mark in rehearsal. With his very special version of Ooh Wee, which is him.
This was the demo, wasn't it?
This is with the orchestra. Brilliant.
That was supposed to be a closed session.
Ooh Wee! Spies got in there.
Did you make that?
No, of course we didn't.
Who found that?
This is a tape of you. This is Mark Ronson rehearsing Stop Me.
You've heard the song before, Stop Me, oh, oh, Stop Me.
hope it sounds
they've
better
come,
tonight.
They're good. We've been rehearsing. I don't think it's going
to
sound that
but you see, they've changed the notes, obviously, to avoid copyright infringement.
Yes, yeah. Only slightly.
Yeah.
There still could be a case there, Your Honour. I'm not sure.
I think
don't
a
know.
Musicologist could probably see through that.
Maybe they couldn't. I'm not sure. Listen, nice to meet you, Mark.
Very nice to meet you. Thank you so very much for talking about my records.
Yeah, more than welcome. I'm a big fan.
It's nice, man.
Listen to the album. It just blows.
Is that what I sound? To me, I sound like I'm on caffeine and uppers. And...
Oh, it doesn't sound like I'm on caffeine.
I'm Mogadon.
I'm going to work on mine.
So, Mark, what have we got to plug? If you haven't got a copy of the album version, you must buy it. And also buy his debut album, Here Comes the Fuzz, which features the top track, Ooh Wee, which is brilliant. Mark even appeared on Top of the Pops.
I was on Top of the Pops.
Nice.
Are you on Wikipedia?
No, it's just, but you know, it probably is from Wikipedia. These are notes on you.
No, I was on Top of the Pops twice. No, it ended. It ended. I was on it once.
Okay, when you went to Top of the Pops...
Did you go one time or two times?
No.
Right, then you did it once.
But there were these break dancers on stage and they were doing this head spin and one of them literally spun off the stage in rehearsal. It was...
That's why they cancelled Top of the Pops, because of you.
Yeah, that was fun, though.
So, yeah, get the album, which version, which is brilliant, and good luck tonight. Fingers crossed I'll be there tonight watching your
Yeah. Can I have a copy of those demos?
What of these?
The ones the rough from cuts. Rehearsal.
Oh yeah. You can have that. Mm. Have you heard Valerie, by the way? These are ringtones.
No, is that what they are?
Have you heard Valerie?
Right, no.
Oh, seriously, Amy Winehouse will be crapping herself.
And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like dress.
Amy Winehouse can't do tonight. Get the ringtone, girl.
Believe it or not, she works Saturdays in Asda, this girl.
But no, she works Monday to Friday in Asda. Saturday she does the singing.
That's the best one, though. Well...
Do you know what would be really funny? It would be so funny if you do a if you did a big thing, big build up with the orchestra, boom, dum 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 dum, and you just walk up, just little crappy keyboard, and go. Come on, you know this one. Thank you. Good night.
And I miss your ginger hair.
You know what? I wouldn't do that tonight to distract the orchestra, but if you can give me those ringtones, there's some fun to be had at a show. You might know this next one.
Yeah. That'll do.
Come back. Please.
I'm going to be here for the next 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Just me and this little keyboard, like Ross from Friends. Good luck tonight. Hopefully I'll see you at the show.
Yeah, it's going to be good, so try and come by if you got some time, bro.
It's going to be great, man. Don't come orchestra.
To me, dude.
Dude, we got, like, people on violins, and they don't even plug them in.
Highlights online.
Mark's all excited because he thinks it's a massive horn section. There's only one person there, but he's seen like 12 of them. Whoa! And you're in a big circle, guys.
Interview over.
It's not big and it's not clever. Right, have a good one, Mark. Mark Ronson, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Top talent. Rachel!
Coming up today on radio.
Mark Ronson is a fascinating bloke. I really enjoyed that. I know that wasn't very hyper and high energy interview level stakes. But the truth of the matter is, and I feel it's only fair that I should explain, and I apologise to the audience, we left Mark Ronson in the live lounge with Allard, and after 4 minutes, Mark shot himself in the face with a tranquilizer gun.
Yeah.
So, that was why he sounded slowly out of it.
I was getting him hyper.
He actually said 4 minutes in, so after taking this tranquilizer, Alan started to sound interesting, so it did the job.
Yeah, but he's coming on for me to cut his hair, so it's fine.
Hey, Mark Ronson's just coming back in. Here he is.
Yeah, man, I'm just, like, thinking. I'm looking at the corridor. And
he'd agree to anything in that state, Al.
Hey, Dominic, where's your hair? You're kind of like a normal-looking person, but you haven't got any hair on top. It's like you have, like, a child's head, but with, like, an adult's body, and I think that's amazing.
Thank you, Mark Ronson.
I'm going to write a song about it.
Called
ding, ding, ding. What?
What are you going to call it?
Where's your hair at?
Yeah, I'm going to call it Pigeon.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Great. Are we on yet?
Yes, we are on. Right. Yeah, yeah.
I'm performing tonight with an orchestra. It's going to be great. I don't actually know where. Well, I'm going to walk the streets till I hear the sound of violins.
He wasn't particularly stressed out, was he, in that interview?
No, he's quite relaxed.
But he was saying he's not drunk, he's not high, there's nothing wrong, you know, he's not taking anything. He just says he sounds like that all the time. He just sounds like that. I'm quite a lazy bloke, but you've got to be lazy if you haven't got the energy to talk.
Yeah.
Can you imagine first thing in the morning, his first words?
Yeah.
His mum noticed it when she was when he was a child. Mark, morning, would you like a cup of tea?
No, I can't be bothered to answer.
Just lie there. What's wrong with it? He's just very lazy. My son hasn't got out of bed for 8 years. What's wrong with him? Just just lazy. Are you lazy? Blink your eyes if you're lazy. Blink.
His language is music.
Mm. Well, I like
English, but
music's probably second language.
Yeah, man. I think you heard this one before. I tell you who I really rate as a performer. Cheggers. Yeah, he's the best,
okay,
man.
Okay, let's bring the world of reggae together in Cheggers Church. Here we go, folks. Come on and join the singing Cheggers reggae.
Cheggae.
Cheggae, cheggae, cheggae,
cheggae. Okay, I'll do.
We should have hit Ronson with some cheggae.
We should have done that. He could have done that with the orchestra tonight.
That'd be great.
Big string section would be beautiful.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.